Hello, beautiful people. My name is V. George Smith, and I'd like to welcome you to a brand new edition of the Hello, Beautiful People podcast. Hey, folks, missed y'all. Had to take a little break. We hope everybody's Monday was cybered, and your Friday was black, and your thanks was giving, huh? Come on now.
Shut up. Please shut up.
Come on, people.
Thanks was giving. You gotta be
On,
stopped.
man.
You gotta be stopped.
On, people. What we doing? I got Chuck with me. I got JC with me. What's going on, y'all?
Thanks was given.
Cold, man. Come on
Your
now.
Friday was black
It's
and
on a
your
different.
Monday was cyber. Yuck.
On now.
I'm so sick of all
Oh
these damn emails about Cyber Monday and ain't no real
my
sales.
gosh. Man, them sales, yo, Cyber Monday sales are trash.
Black Friday sales is
Trash.
trash. The only place they had a
Right.
good sale was Fashion Nova because they was refunding orders.
Yo, I'm actually surprised people had money to spend on Black Friday with the way this food was costing this year.
Oh,
Man,
I
listen.
didn't. I didn't.
And listen, we was on dessert duty. We was on dessert duty, so we took that job quickly.
Oh man, that's a blessing. You ain't have to
It
worry
was like,
about
you get the
nothing
dessert. He's like, cool. We bought two
Okay.
cakes. We rolled in like, empanadas, you say? Okay, we'll do that.
Listen, you know, desserts would have been easy for me. That's just a regular Tuesday.
Right. Right, is it oatmeal cream pie season, Chuck?
It's oatmeal cream pie season all year round, but I mean, the
Please
holidays be
remind the
holidays.
people. Please remind the people about the greedy kids.
Hey, everybody, welcome. This is your girl Chuck here representing Greedy Kids, where you can get your flavored oatmeal cream pies. We've got our classic vanilla, our lemon,
My
our
God.
orange, cranberry, apple, cinnamon, pumpkin spice. I keep pumpkin spice around all year round because the people love it. The people love it. You can go ahead and DM Greedy Kids at GREEDYKYDS on Instagram, on Facebook, on TikTok, and place your order. There's the price page is there so you can see what our price point is, and we only do overnight shipping to protect the integrity of the product because nobody wants to pay for food and then it arrive rotten. You feel me? You dig?
Man,
Yeah.
only
That's
reason
awesome.
I haven't been a return purchaser because George needs to lose some weight.
Well,
So
here's the thing.
once I hit that goal,
Yeah, because you and
you
I
will hear
already
from
have an
me.
understanding. You and I already have an understanding.
Yeah.
I'm especially the people I care about. I am not selling to you knowing that there may be issues as far as your health is concerned. Because if I know that there's a situation with your health, don't call me, don't text me, don't ask me nothing about oatmeal cream pies.
Man, well, I'm gonna be back though, because we trended downward. So when I get to that goal, when I listen, when I get to that goal,
Whenever you're ready, brother.
Don't make no sense.
When I get to that goal. When I get there, when I get to that goal, you better watch out.
Oh, yes.
Oh man, them things are amazing. Make sure you check that out. Ah, oh, JC, what you been up to, brother?
Man, I'm trying to get my blood pressure down from yesterday's game.
I'm real sick of y'all. I'm just gonna point that out. I'm
I
gonna
am
stop. You
too.
know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna stop watching y'all games.
I'm sick of us too, man. Listen. Oh, they can't be out. They gonna kill me before I hit 45, man.
what we don't we don't know. For those that don't know what we're talking about, James Cook is a Philadelphia Eagles fan, and I've watched the Eagles the past 2 weeks in full hate mode. waiting for them to lose just for them to come back and win 2 weeks in a row. So I've had it. I should not lose every bit of peace and happiness from watching my team win, seeing the Eagles win, yo. I need to just stay in my little Cowboys bubble and enjoy my team wins and just watch Sunday Ticket. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
I mean,
I
we
am
appreciate
not watching
you.
the ops no more, bro. I'm out.
We appreciate your viewership, though. Seriously,
Man. One punch Gabe Davis in the face. I was like, they blitzing everybody, bro. You can't run the whole route.
nah, what was up with McDermott during the fourth quarter? Like, you got a timeout and 13 seconds left, and you're trying to ice the kicker who has to kick a 59-yard field goal in the freaking rain, and you're trying to
With no
ice him.
timeout.
You could.
How about the play before that when the dude knocked the ball out of AJ hand? I could let him catch it and just tackle him in bounds.
Exactly. Let the clock run.
Anyway, I mean, it's easy to say that when you sitting on the couch, but like, I guess it's your instinct to defend. But these conversations could continue on the 150 Sports Talk
Yeah,
podcast,
true. True that, true
because
that, true
I
that.
mean, I've done some research on this podcast, and we have a women audience of about 70%. So I'm not gonna bore y'all with these sports no more, lady. Praise God.
George,
Amen.
George, don't be
Yeah,
misogynistic. Don't do that.
I'm not. I'm just saying, it's just
Women enjoy sports too. While
I
they
know.
can be redirected to the 150 Sports podcast, do not alienate your female listeners that are sports fans as well. It may
Listen,
not be a bore.
I know they are, but the numbers say quite different.
No, the numbers identify that they are women, but that do they identify that they are not sports fans?
George, let it
When
go,
I
brother.
look at the
Let it go,
150
brother.
Sports Talk pie charts, it
Let it
kind of
go, brother.
excuse the other one. No, but no, Chuck always gets at me for this. I remember one time in the group chat, I was like, hey y'all, can y'all share the sports podcast with y'all boyfriend, y'all male friends, y'all brothers? Chuck was like, excuse me, why wouldn't I listen to this? I was like, oh, I don't know. If you would like to take a listen. And another Kevin Durant argument, be my guest. But yes, the 150 Sports Talk podcast is for everyone.
Listen, if y'all
It's
want a
for
good laugh, listen, y'all gotta tune into the sports podcast. Seriously.
I have to clip when Phil quickened last week. I gotta clip that part to promote the show. Hands down, one of the funniest moments ever. That thing took
Yo.
me out. Took
Oh
me out. So we were gone last week, took a little break. There were some things that happened. A couple things. Let me tell you something. If you was living wrong between 1990 and 2015,
Sure. Baby,
baby, them soup.
yo,
Them suits.
and the P. Diddy shall lead them, huh?
Listen.
I'm
Listen.
glad this happened. Man. I'm honored with that old man.
I just 30-year-old
No,
old Aaron
we.
Hall having a baby with a 16-year-old girl. Let's start there. How did that go? How did that even happen, guys? What?
Nobody said Jack. Like,
Nobody said Jack. Yo, she was 16.
Did they
wasn't
let
she
you
like
do
one of the
that?
most popular, like, Video
She
Vixens.
was.
What was her
She
name,
was.
yo?
Gloria Velez.
Yes.
Gloria Velez. Yep.
But
God
here's the
bless
thing.
her.
It was a that it's very weird. It's very weird on social media. Hold on, baby. Yes, I'll give you the train. It's very weird on social media because they like, well, if she wasn't fast, then you know she'd have been
Always victim blaming.
She was a 16-year-old child with a grown man at 30.
Right.
Are you kidding me? She's her frontal lobe is not even fully developed.
Yeah.
Yep.
What are y'all talking about? She was, if she was fast, so what? He's still
right.
30. He still needs to be held accountable. Where the hell were her parents? But then again, I can't even ask that question because if you look at the R. Kelly situation, the parents were right there.
Yep. But
the
you
'90s
gotta
were a very
understand
different time.
That it was running so rampant back then. I know James could speak to this, and me and James didn't grow up in the same city, but we grew up in the same state. You know how many times that dude pulled up to the school
brother,
and picked his girl up? That was like a sophomore or junior.
Sometimes, at least at the school that I was at, Central High School in Bridgeport, and to those that was around, y'all know exactly who I'm talking about. It was the security guard that, well, actually a Bridgeport cop that worked there that used to mess with the little junior and senior girls in there. And because he had money and was willing to spend, they cooperated. They all know who I'm talking about.
It was such a common occurrence to the point where it even saturated the art. Like when you listen back to these songs now,
scary. Makes you cringe.
There's a guy on TikTok who is literally gaining a following. His name is Jerron Devereaux Sr.
Yep.
Literally got a following off of listening to music from different type of eras. And he's like, when you actually listen to the words and like I'm trying to find one.
When he did Murder, She Wrote, I was like, whoa,
yeah.
I can't listen to that song. It's like, whoa.
Father Figure by George Michael.
That was
like there's so many men.
But we don't even have to go. We don't even have to go that far back because the reality is that this is happening now in music. Sorry, kid is really excited about his trains. This is happening now in music. Didn't Rick Ross not just put out a song, but he has a song where he talk about drugging a girl and having sex with her and she didn't even know? And that's like, okay. Ain't nobody checking him. Ain't nobody, like, it's the long standing patriarchy where, you know, men will be men, boys will be boys type of thing. And nobody gets checked, but that is just dangerous. And it's happening. It is happening. It's like, oh, it's frightening. And this is speaking from the experience of being a young girl, having older men tell me, oh, you sexy. Nigga, I didn't get developed till junior year of high school. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm sexy. This is weird. You're old.
Yeah. And now even that crowd that be like, you know, they'll look at like a little 9, 10, 11-year-old girl and they say, oh, she get older? Man, she gonna be like, bro, chill.
That is disgusting. Chill. That is disgusting conversation. Disgusting chill. Because why are you looking at this child? Why are you sexualizing a child? It's so gross.
Gotta do better in these streets, people. But I mean, it's been like leading up to these suits and stuff like that, you can see that people have been, you know, living real wild. And
When
I don't
Locke
know,
told
it's
us about
like,
dating a while ago.
man,
The
like
Locks told us
everybody's been
before.
dropping hints, and it was like, I don't know why nobody wanted to take it serious. Like I forgot the comedian that does, the other
Corey
comedian that
Holcomb.
does Denzel real well. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I know which one. Will not fair.
Jay
Damn, what's
Farrell.
his name? J.
Jay
Farrell.
Farrell.
I was about to say Will Farrell, but J. Farrell, yeah.
Yeah. That man said, don't go to the take that mansion. And the Waka Flocka started laughing. Anytime you see a black person laugh like that, just know you just heard an absolute truth. An
Yeah. And
absolute
then
truth.
the saddest part about it is you got some dudes out here saying, oh, just because he settled doesn't mean he's guilty. What you mean? Like, bro, there's literal video surveillance of certain things that Cassie was talking about. Like, if I was, man, listen, Diddy wouldn't be the only one that I'd be trying to sue.
That thing is settled and NDA'd up.
Yep.
Settled and NDA'd up.
Real talk, I'm not gonna hold you. Very scared for her life.
Mean, after seeing and hearing about all this other stuff, absolutely. Like I'm walking away from all of this, looking at it like super different now. I'm like, wow, so if he did that, he definitely could have possibly had Biggie shot. He definitely could have possibly had Kim Porter poison. Like he definitely allegedly. I'm coming my track.
Man,
Ooh.
listen. I mean, out of respect, we say allegedly, but she was about to come out with that tell-all book. She got sick. Other people was about to come out with tell. I mean, she, quote unquote, passed away. Other people were coming out with tell-all books. I mean, listen. There's a pattern here, and he probably won't do it soon, but I'll say within the next 5 years. He'll probably try to let it die down. Like dudes like that. And then now this other bodyguard is trying to come out and, talk about what he saw and what he did. Gene Dill even said it when he was doing his, he was, man, this that dude did he something else, man.
Well,
The suit shall prevail.
anytime niggas start paying people money back and then they make an R&B album, you gotta know something's
Great
up.
album, though.
I was like, nah, this album too good. Something is up.
That's funny.
Nah, I
Speaking
thought
of
something was
album,
up when he was giving people back their masters. I was like, yo, is Diddy about to pass
yeah.
away or something? Like, is he about to
Now,
die or
mind
something?
you, now
Oh,
mind you.
but did
Look,
y'all hear what Aubrey O'Day said about that?
what did she say?
I if I'm if I remember correctly, he was like, it came with stipulations.
No more NDAs.
It came with stipulations. And what was that boy? What was that cute little boy band he had? It was like the brother B5, something like that.
B5 was
Oh
on
yeah.
Bad Boy?
Dang, I
Yeah.
forgot about them.
They
I
didn't
forgot
hear
about
any,
them.
they still have yet to hear anything from Diddy. So he didn't
Wow.
do it for everybody.
Wow.
I wonder, did they disclose what Cassie got in this settlement? Because
No,
I'm
they
wondering if
absolutely
something, if
not.
they have,
We'll never know
if
that
somebody
number.
had, like, I know she wanted to release her music and she wanted some control over, her music and stuff. I wonder if that was part of the deal, not just the money.
I don't know.
But
I just
yeah.
want the people on the internet to stop being stupid. Oh, if this is a money grab, why didn't she go criminal instead of civil? She couldn't go criminal because the statute of limitations has already passed. So she has no choice but to go civil, and civil is the only thing because of this law with Kathy Hochul here in New York, the governor, that's allowing women to, you know, make these claims, or, you know, file these suits rather. Yeah. Man, you know who said he was not involved, and it made me laugh so hard? Uncle Luke. Uncle Luke was like, not here. Not here. Because if you thought, he said, we had chaperones. We wasn't playing with them girls. Wasn't no underage. And if you thought you was going to hop from nigga to nigga, you got fired.
Wow.
He said, we recorded everything so everybody would be kept safe. We don't play that. Don't mention me.
Luke was like, they naked, but they grown, though.
They all got adults. They all adults. Don't bring that mess over here.
They twerking, but they grown. Don't do that. Don't do that over here. Mm. Oh, that's too funny. Well.
Shout out to Uncle Luke for the parental advisory sticker.
Yes, yes.
Earth. Man, didn't he pioneer it?
Sure did. He's the reason why it existed.
Pioneered that junk. When that music was bad, though. I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
But that's you as a parent. That's your job to protect your kids from listening to stuff. Not his. And he was 100% correct. Uh-oh, George, we have somebody else in the room. It's my girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Talissa Cosby has joined the podcast. What's going on, Ty? I'm going to let her get settled.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi, Ty.
What's going on with you?
How was everything?
Okay, JC back.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, Chuck.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you for asking. Please eat some.
If you guys didn't know, the Outside the Box podcast is back and better than ever. It's out here. Couple episodes in.
Yeah.
And she has the best microphone in the game. That junk is crispy. I should have looked it up. I should have looked it up. Now it's probably cheaper.
Oh yeah, it's Cyber Monday still.
Ain't no them sales ain't real. Sales are not real, George. Don't do it.
Yeah, you're right. Cause ain't no ain't you are because United Illuminated don't got Cyber Monday ever.
Not that you are. What y'all talking about?
Oh, we were finishing up the Diddy and all them lawsuits that dropped last week for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Sorry for that, man.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Yo, where did the surprise lady come from? And why is she so popular now? Like, oh my gosh.
You know them commercials and things from the 80s are popping up. Gen Z is rediscovering stuff.
Oh, gosh.
So for us, it's just memories. But for them, it's pure comedy.
It's very funny.
That lady, hilarious.
Very funny. You know who else is funny? Kiki Palmer. Let me tell you why Kiki Palmer is funny.
Does she name her child Leotis?
Well,
I love that. I love that.
Start there. This girl said, had a nerve. Now, it wasn't her. It was BET. And I'm upset. I'm upset with BET, y'all. The Soul Train Awards is my favorite award show. Of all of them. That's just my favorite award show. Because I know I'm going to get some good music. I know they only going to give out like 3-4 awards. I know that the right people are going to get the awards this time around. Well, majority of the time. We're going to get a nice throwback performance, and then somebody's going to get honored, and it's going to be great. These fools said, we're performing from Kiki's backyard.
Yikes. Yikes.
I was like, now listen, I get it. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but I don't know if you've been to Vegas yet, but the Stellars and the Soul Train Awards used this theater called the Orleans Arena in Las Vegas. Very big building. Very big building. But a lot of times, well, not even a lot of times, they don't fill that place up. So when they do that aerial shot of the crowd and you see all them empty seats, I know it looks bad. But I do remember the Soul Train Awards moving to New York for a year, and they did it at the Apollo. And the place was packed, the vibe was amazing. I was like, they really need to keep it here. They could do it at a theater like the Fox Theater, something like that. Stop trying to fill up an arena to do it. Like, even it just doesn't make sense to try to fill up an arena because Black people don't like to show up for nothing. Oh, Black people only show up for stuff they're not gonna win. They'll go to
Please shut up, George.
the They'll go to that. Listen,
Oh.
that girl was on the plane singing and professing about a Grammy Award she wasn't even nominated for.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? What? George, what the heck did you just say?
Didn't see that girl on the plane going crazy
No,
over that
what you
match?
mean she was? She said she got the nomination. What you mean she wasn't nominated?
Oh,
She was only
they
considered?
definitely. Listen. Billboard corrected her. They reported the story and was like, oh, she was just a contributing artist to the project. She is not nominated and she will not win anything
Wow.
if they win the award.
Wait. Oh.
Yeah.
Holy crap. So she did all of that
Cool. All of
to get
that just for
shut to get
Billboard.
shut up on a plane.
On Bill, yo.
But you know what? Oh, but you know what? You, wait, nope. Because I don't trust Billboard. Because Billboard came up with that top 50
Which one?
singers of all time. And
Yeah,
had Brandy at
good
like
point.
number 43. Stop
Man, don't
it.
you?
Stop.
Greg must have been working with him. Greg was working with them on that one.
What is people's beef with Brandy? Like,
Where is
why
this
are
little
they?
nigga took my cake?
It's Greg. Greg Johnson. Hey, Greg. Greg hates Brandy. She
She is
said that
one of
on.
the best vocalists out. Oh my gosh.
Greg said that
Anyways.
she'd just be shedding. He was shedding over Christmas music. Yeah, Greg. Yep, I'm getting you because you're not here. And it's fun to do stuff. It's fun to talk about people when they're not here. All right.
Oh my
But long story
God.
short, I part of
Is
me, I
it?
was.
Is it really? Because y'all be taking shots to my girl Talisa when she not here.
No,
Word,
I
Chuck.
listen.
Word. George be going
Don't
sick, yo.
switch up now, cuz it's Greg. Don't do that. Don't do
Hold up.
that. The gray
Ty,
one?
I mean, the shots I take, you pretty. I don't be surprised at you. You know what I'm about to say. And the only reason why Ty is upset is because she be laughing harder than anybody else. I'm not gonna say what I could
I
say.
don't be laughing. I don't be laughing. I be
You too be
crying.
laughing. Stop the cat. You know what I mean? But you saw your name change in the group chat.
Definitely did
Tell me you didn't laugh.
that. No, I did not. I took. I'm
God.
taking back all my thank yous. I'm taking back all my compliments. I'm removing anything nice referring to you, George.
You all liked back. Right, I'm behaving. I'm not gonna say nothing.
I know it's
Shout
gonna
out to
come up.
grandma,
I
shout out to Dane. Let's shout out to grandma, shout out to Dane. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Love, number love. Yeah, so they did the BET, the Soul Train Awards at an outdoor location. From everything I've heard, because fortunately for me, I've been blessed to be networked with a bunch of people where I know people that were involved and did different stuff. So I can confirm a couple things. Yes, it definitely was outside. Yes, it was definitely cold as heck. But thirdly, the mics were definitely on, even though there was some lip syncing in there and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it really still was an amazing display of black music. I just wish that, like, for people like T-Pain that got honored and Janelle Monae that got honored, like, it would have been nice for like more of their peers that have been there and stuff like that. But that's just my personal opinion. But it was a really, really good award show, I have to say. Did any of you guys watch it?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Only
I
you,
thought y'all
George.
had BET.
This is why they
What a
can't afford
subscription.
buildings no more. This is why they
No.
gotta be outside. Oh no. All right, so
Where,
I got
what state was it in?
it was in
Thanks.
Cali.
It was in.
Oh,
Was
and
it?
it was cold?
Oh yeah. It was
Mm.
cold and windy.
Nice.
Not
I
nice.
got some performances here.
They looked cold on screen, and they looked like they had no windscreen whatsoever. Wait.
Man.
Speaking of things that happened this weekend, can we just talk about? Never mind. Nope. Never mind. I'll save
Okay.
that for another night.
Okay. Dang
We'll
it.
it.
We'll
Come
save that for the
on,
ladies' night.
cliffhanging. Did she
Yeah,
just look up?
because I don't want to alienate. I just got on George about this. I don't want to alienate any of the listeners being matriarchal.
I'm
Why
interested.
did Beyonce look like Kim Kardashian at her Renaissance movie premiere?
I was gonna bring
I
that
couldn't hold
up.
it. I had to let it out. I'm
Ooh, I
sorry.
was
I was
gonna
trying to hold
bring
it in
that
so
up
bad.
too. I thought that was a
No, she looked like a
hologram.
white woman.
Yo. I was so unhappy about that because I was just looking at everybody. I was like, wow,
I was very
Michelle looks
underwhelmed.
good. I was like, Michelle looks good. I was like, wow, Kelly always looks good.
Kelly,
And then,
good. God in heaven.
man.
Sorry. Lost myself real quick.
Reel it in.
Did you like
He's
Michelle's
didn't
outfit?
Yes.
Who are you asking, Ta?
All you guys.
No.
Kelly.
No.
Oh my gosh. Kelly.
No,
You didn't
actually.
like that?
I hated it.
I like the designer.
I hated it
I
so
follow
much.
him.
I hated it so much.
Why
Listen.
did you hate it? Was it just because it was on her or?
Well, okay, so I'm here. This is not a reflection of the women themselves. This is a reflection of the attire that I saw that I just wasn't a fan of, right? Michelle spent all them years wearing belly shirts, low ride, low shirts, turtlenecks, and now she outside in her panty drawers with her thighs
Now hold
out.
on now. Well, now hold on a minute.
Nothing
Now
wrong
wait a
with
minute.
that. I didn't find no problem. Listen,
I
Michelle,
can speak to
now,
that. I can shortly
hold on.
speak to that reality.
Hold
I
on.
met Michelle at Gerard Bonner and
Yanni's
Yanni's
wedding?
wedding. When I tell you the hem of her garment,
Yes, Lord.
my God.
Speaking
Listen.
as listen, speaking as somebody who has sung background vocals for Michelle. Okay, you don't have to like it. That's fine. I'm just saying for me, what in comparison to what I've seen for so long, because Yanni and G's wedding was a private event, but
Name another public event where you have seen thighs on thighs on thighs from Tanitra.
I'm just saying, like, she just being who I'll she wait. Was. I I'll saw wait. The real her.
I mean,
I saw the real her at I'm that wedding. Saying, that's all I'm saying.
Listen, listen, wait.
Michelle, I was a listen, man. I was tight, Michelle, tight. I was under pressure. You hear me? I was under pressure.
Listen, Michelle, face beat for the gods. Makeup and hair.
My wife coming.
Oh my god.
I was so much pressure.
Makeup
and go hair. Ahead, Chuck.
Makeup and hair for Michelle, absolute perfection. Right? It was so waist much pressure, snatch, Jerry.
It was so the much dress pressure.
Fit her body perfectly. Yes, but I also didn't like the fact that it just looked unfinished to me. Like all of that petticoat and crinoline at the bottom attached. It just, for me, my own personal opinion, this is not about Michelle. This is about the garment itself. I oh, was God. Not a fan of it. I thought Kelly looked beautiful. I was very underwhelmed by what Beyonce wore. I was even more so underwhelmed by that $12 bottom $12 curtains and that outfit. People have to realize that on Black women, on Black people, silver is a very tricky color without an accent. Yes. So wearing silver on Black people is like putting blue lights on Black people. It can make you look very pale. It can make you look ghastly. It can make you look washed out. That is not a reflection of the people. That's just color theory. That's just how it works. Especially when you have there red looking like and a yellow roasted turkey leg, huh? Exactly. Oh my God. So Beyonce. So in those pictures, right? Beyonce looked extremely pale and extremely ghastly. On top of the fact that she had an icy blonde wig on, which
that's
was not
she's a hologram.
Which was fire. It was a beautiful piece. I understood it theoretically, but it was not toned for her skin complexion, number one. And number two, with all the flashes of those cameras, it made her look even more pale. Mommy. Then you also have to consider the silver curtains behind her and the silver and the gray. And the gray carpet and the silver dress, I personally think it worked against her. Still a beautiful woman. It doesn't take away from her talent. That doesn't take away from her capabilities. It doesn't take away from her beauty. I just was underwhelmed by the garments.
I tell you one person that didn't fail.
Who?
Latoya Luckett.
Now, she looks great. Body. Now, why they had that colostomy bag on the big, you know?
Don't you go.
I'll never understand it. Huh?
Yeah, Latoya Luckett?
No. I said Latavia.
You hear? No, I was. No, we going. Latavia gonna be all right. She just. But yeah. I need. We need to. There needs to be a spotlight on Latoya. I'm torn. Listen. You hear me, Jay?
That was good. That was good, George.
That was good.
You hear me?
Torn like the veil on Good Friday, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Don't you do it? Don't you...
Jesus.
Yeah, if you drop my cake, I'm going to fight you.
Whew. That daggone Luckett? Man.
Oh. My God.
All right, I'm going to mess up. But Jane, the pressure that she had, she was so nice. I'm so. Hi.
Man,
this is my wife. The
first thing you said was, "That's here's my wife."
Listen, that's nigga. I had to coach every man. I did. I was like, "How long are you gonna be around?" Like, I wanted to say all of this. I literally like when I was always the type when I saw or met somebody famous or was in arm's reach, I was never shy because I'm like, I'm never gonna get a chance to see this person again. So I don't want I was never the type to be like, oh, I saw such and such. What'd you say? Nothing. I was scared. Like, bump that. All they could do is say no and walk away. That's like it. Bump it. I'm gonna go say hi. I done talked to Faith. I remember I talked to Faith Evans. Faith Evans was sitting outside. the Hampton University Convocation Center during a concert. Smoke a weed.
Nice.
I was like, what up, Faye? What's going on? Nothing?
She's mad down there. I met her a few times in New York when she was singing for James Hall. Went to a couple concerts. She's mad down there.
Super down to earth, man. Just got to talk to these people. Just don't be weird about it.
Yeah.
Man. Fresh. Hi. Here, this is my wife, Charmaine. Ooh.
Stupid, yeah.
Man. I just had to let it go tight quick.
Yeah, you better. What's your main thing?
Just said hi to her too, because like we were both so excited to meet her.
Yeah, okay.
But I didn't expect her to come out like that. Like she was like, and it was like shimmering too. So it was like she could have popped out and did a solo and everything. Nobody would have tripped. But man, when I tell you they ran out of fabric on that sucker, all legs, dog. I was like, yo. But yo, there was some really fire performances from this junk. Actually I have all the performances. There was Dante Bo, Money. Oh, speaking of the podcast, one of my brothers from the 150 Sports Talk podcast, he was the producer and programmer on this performance. It's my right girl, here.
Money Long.
For Money Long.
Let me go. What's up, Soul Train? You know, everybody need a little peace. Love,
and my friend Peaches West sang background on this.
I go by
too.
The name of Jermaine Dupri. That's Brian Michael Cox. And that's Money Long. Y'all know.
I love the loud range too.
The smell of your perfume.
And this is a great record too.
I thought I was immune.
Yeah.
Looking around this room, can't help but see the traces of you. This moment is surreal. I can't put into words how I feel.
Unfortunately, the actual record doesn't sound as great as that, but it is a great record. So that's Money Long with Made For Me. Again, Phil Cornish, a.k.a. Phil the Keys, from the 150 Sports Talk podcast. He programmed and arranged that for Money Long. So shout out to Phil. And shout out to Peaches West. He's been on the pod before. Thing background with the choir and all of that. So yeah, that was it was good to see them up there. Trying to think of stuff that y'all like. Oh, the Soul Cypher. This was pretty cool. They had Shorty from Brownstone, Nikki Gilbert. I'm gonna send y'all this though. This was tough.
You heard through the grapevine. These people always talk mess. I don't really think about it because I'm too blessed.
Also, I think the performances are all on BET's YouTube channel. So if you didn't watch the show and you just like live music, Girl, but yeah, there's a ton of dope stuff they did. This is my favorite song at this moment right now. This young lady is named Maida. I love this record. It's called Through the Night. Maida is spelled M-A-E-T-A.
You want, I know what you're thinking, and right now I don't mind. I'm tired of being alone, way too much to drink, and I'm tired of wasting. You know that love don't come easy. How do I know you'll never leave me?
Singing live a little different, ain't it? I know I'm listening back now, like a little too many runs there. He lost a little something in the runs. But it was a good night of music.
She sounds young. Good...
Yeah.
She gives me, she reminds me, do y'all about Beyonce and Destiny's Child and early Beyonce career, all them runs?
Mm-hmm.
Maida will only get better with time.
B used to run a marathon, you hear me?
Awesome. And now, like, and she always could sing, but she just needed proper training because it was all about, okay, well, let me show what I could do.
Yeah.
Maida will only get better with time. I'm not saying she's Beyonce. I'm just saying she'll only get better with time.
Let me ask y'all real quick, who has the best runs vocally in the business, female-wise?
Brandy.
I'm thinking it's between Brandy and Jasmine Sullivan, too.
Ooh, yes. I wasn't even thinking about Jasmine.
Jasmine Sullivan is a problem.
Those are two people who always have great placement and make excellent choices.
As much as I love Brandy, I know I love Brandy. It's Jasmine, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about Jazz. Sorry. No, that was no shade. Just Brandy's always the person that comes to mind.
He can land a plane in the middle of the project and won't touch a building. Like, the way he uses her instrument is insane.
Yeah.
And like the way she draws you in, I never forget the first time I heard Lost Ones.
Woo!
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm happily married with kids and I'm going through it right now because it is so.
Shut up, George, please.
Like I was damn near crying. I was like, it's nothing wrong. Everything's fine.
You know what I have a tendency to do? I judge not. I'm going to use the word judge very loosely here. I determine how well a person can sing. I determine how well people can sing by how they sing the national anthem. She's in my top five of national anthems.
She's in my top three.
You might be right, but her, and this is not the proper order, but her, Whitney, and Marvin.
Oh, definitely. It's just those three.
Easily.
I can't say what I want to say about what Marvin did to the national anthem, but
I've never seen women throw their panties at a national anthem before.
Marvin has sex with the national anthem. Marvin has sex with the national anthem,
y'all. Shut up, yo. I just need y'all to know that my number four don't come from my neck for this. My number four or number five, I haven't decided, is Fergie.
Oh, come on. Wait, just for pure joy value.
Do not say the NBA national.
Man, did our hearts not burn?
Oh,
that thing
baby.
Is so funny.
Listen, that is why it is my number five, because or number four, because anytime I am just feeling low, when I'm weary and feeling small, when tears are in my eyes,
don't you do it.
Fergie dries them all. Baby.
Let's play some basketball.
Oh, wait.
They wrong for that.
Listen, the way I laugh at that the same way every time. I laugh at that the same way every time. I laugh at Martin episodes the same way every time. It doesn't stop being funny. It doesn't get less funny as you watch it.
Speaking of runs. Now, okay.
I was about to say something real controversial.
Man, I was waiting for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Greg Johnson is here. But I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it and let you have your point, James. I got Jasmine 1 over Whitney. Go ahead, James. Say what you want to say.
Now, when I said who has the best runs, I was talking across all genres. So that also includes gospel. Is Jasmine's runs better than Kim Burrell's?
No. Greg,
you know what? I'm gonna say this.
I feel like there are still things Jasmine can learn from Kim, because the way Kim's mind works, different.
I'll take Karen over Kim.
Oh no!
You're smoking.
Did you see what Karen just did about a
good
couple
afternoon.
Weeks ago?
Hello, beautiful people. I'm here.
Hey, Greg. Did you see what Karen just did just a couple weeks ago at the reunion tour?
No. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm okay, Thrag. How are you?
I'm great. So you're gonna take a moment and then now place that over. Okay. All right. Okay.
Yes, what? Because it was very recent, it was very live, and the mic was very on, and she was singing the entire night. It wasn't no, it
can
wasn't
you find,
no.
Can you find a clip and send it?
Kojic convention.
Oh,
where everything is.
I think he's talking about that 15-second that everybody
in
was
the arena.
About.
Well, I didn't see any of it, 15 seconds or the entire show.
Hold on, let me. I'll find it. Hold on.
I love Karen.
Yeah, churchy runs don't equal musicality though. Like, I mean,
I love Karen, but Kim, she can't lace up Kim's.
Greg, why are you always coming in hot? The question was about runs.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you can't just say, oh, she did this at the tour, so she's better. Like,
yes, I can, because that's my opinion.
That's his opinion. He most certainly can. We don't
I'm not
have
disqualifying.
To
I just said that I prefer.
Yo, okay. What is wrong with y'all, yo? Y'all always going at it, yo.
Greg always be coming at me crazy because I think different. I'm not a sheep, Greg. All y'all other sheep is like sit her, and then when she get on gay people, y'all better tag with her then too.
Yo, what?
Wait, what? What did you just say?
What are you talking about?
No, wait. Wow. What did you just say? Say it again.
For the pulpit, y'all better be just as loud.
You are so left all the time. All the time.
We better be just as live when what?
Say Karen over Kim.
Oh, no.
Okay.
He was talking about runs.
No, but what did you say? We better stand on business with Kim for what?
No, I was making a joke about how
she go crazy on the pulpit.
Yeah, she went crazy on the pulpit about gay people a couple years ago.
I mean, she's still a nasty woman. That doesn't change anything. That doesn't change her talent and her capability.
No. I was just saying, like, he better have that same support because wasn't nobody having her back then. But As soon as I say Carrie,
we definitely had her.
I still won't.
Had her back.
I mean, what she said is what she said. She's also very nasty, unnecessarily. So I mean, we talk about vocals. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, we talking about
as the person. God bless.
Kim is out of here, bro. Like Kim is amazing. Kim is amazing. Like,
she's in a whole different stratosphere.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw another name in there though.
Wait, hold on. No, have y'all like? I'm trying to think if I've heard Kim repeat something.
I haven't.
In all the years,
Chuck, you have her run. She can analyze a chord and do something to that chord on the spot.
That's what I'm saying. When taking into consideration, when looking at this from holistically, in all the years that she has been providing us music, I can't say that I've heard anything repeated. Some people have signature runs and riffs and all of this.
Okay, Karen.
Wow, that was aggressive. That was very aggressive.
That was to you.
That was very aggressive.
I was definitely
it
towards
was
you.
Not, it was not to me.
She's still doing that.
Are you talking about the call and response, the echo?
Yeah, she's still doing that.
All right, I found the clip of Karen.
Karen.
Oh.
I'll pass.
Chris Joker with a pentatonic scale. You know what? All right.
Kim will eat that.
That was a basic churchy run. That is not enough to say she. No.
Yeah.
No. All right. So, like I said.
Now go play the recent.
Karen sings. I'm okay without it.
Oh, you mean the controlled atmosphere recorded, mixed, and mastered Faith City concert thing that they put together, or that was live on stage in front of people?
Come on, brother, chill out.
Chill out, bro. Chill out.
Yo,
don't do that. That was live, bro.
Kim Burrell may call.
Wait. You're saying Kim can't go live?
Hold on, I didn't say that.
But when you try to discredit it, saying that was just the pentatonic, that was just this, that was just that.
It ain't nothing to be put against him, no.
That was also just live.
Yeah,
at a daggone concert, and you're gonna bring up some Faith City mess where it's mixed, it's mastered, it's auto tuned, it's all of this. Get out of here.
Excuse me.
Chuck is trying to make a point.
Hey, y'all. Shut up.
Yes. Yeah, Greg, shut up.
Oh, both y'all niggas. Because y'all going mad hard.
Greg, shut up.
And I mean this respectfully. But like George, you're entitled to
Greg,
your opinion.
Shut up.
I feel how you feel about Karen. Your vote is for Karen over Kim. Kudos for Karen. Greg, your vote is for Kim over Karen. Kudos for you. What's the other name he was gonna throw in the hat?
Come here late and just be causing trouble.
No, because that is his role. And when are you gonna stop falling for the trap? That's the question that you need to ask. That is his role.
Chuck. All right, so Bet, this is what we doing, Greg. Bet.
So what's the third name?
What are you thankful for, Greg?
No, what's the third name?
Right, George, focus.
Nah, what you thankful for, Gray? Who you thankful for? What's her name?
Wow. Is this what we're doing?
Never mind.
Go ahead, Cook.
No. Go ahead, Cook. You're right.
No, you go ahead. You had a third name.
Yes. You had the third name. What was the third name you was throwing in the race?
Yeah, funny.
Okay.
He don't remember.
No, I just remember. Give me.
And this is a, he don't remember. That's why he lollygagged.
I had to slow play that thing real quick.
Churchy rattle.
Make no sense.
It wasn't even a pause. I really had to think about it.
It's me, oh Lord.
The third name, Beastly.
I don't think it. Not Conan. On Jasmine and Kim level. Not on Jasmine and Kim level. I don't think.
What? So, what's your fact, George?
What's my what?
What's your fact about it?
I really love
what's my Conan. Opinion about it? You know what? I'm just gonna do my show, and I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna do this with Greg. That was my opinion. That was my third name. I don't think they're on.
I mean, if we throwing out names for runs, you got a Daryl Coley. Are we talking about Only Alive? Or
James asked for church people too. That's why. I thought of
I said females, and then I didn't name the specific genre. That's why I included Kim.
Oh, so who else be?
You got Kiki Wyatt out there. You got, I mean,
Please don't mention Kiki Wyatt. Please, I feel like anytime her name is mentioned, another baby is on the way.
Pregnancy's about, yeah, that's true.
Please. Just
yo, it's amazing she has that many kids and her voice. It's didn't not. Strain. Not one bit.
You said it's not. You said it's not.
No. please, James, please, let's just, please, I'm begging you, please. I am sick right, of the, I am sick of I'll the stop, counting
I'll
the,
stop. I'll stop.
I'm sick of it. I'm
Greg
sick
all,
of it.
Greg caused all that trouble just to leave you, heifer. How dare you?
That I'm changing your names in my phone. He is officially Heifer, and you are Rocco. Rocco's Modern Life. Y'all are made for each other.
That was my show, man. Heifer, Filbert. Oh.
I am actively changing your name.
Heifer, yo. You stupid.
I can have you. Get my nerd.
Man.
Don't be trying to impose my thoughts. You haven't thought.
You do.
Can I have a thought?
That was a hot take, though, George. Like,
I know.
Karen over Kim.
That's just for me. I'm not saying I don't like him, but like, man, that daggone Karen, great. Man, he's really dope.
She a problem, but I think Bishop Sheard would choose Kim, too.
Come on. You said the bishop first. You trying to have bishop sleeping on the couch. Oh, that's too funny. That is too funny, yo.
Kim is like, still to this day, I still can't believe how so far ahead of time her Everlasting Life album was. Like, musically.
That album's incredible.
Musically, that album was way, way ahead of its time. Way ahead of its time. My God.
I think we all pretty much that Indian style and like enjoyed that album, yo.
Yeah. Like to this day, like when I'm practicing some of those chords, like Holy Ghost, like just that intro.
Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah.
spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
All right, so yeah, it's Ken. My fault. My fault. I apologize. I take it back.
Where's Greg? Where's Greg?
He left.
Where's Greg?
Because he's unreasonable.
Bro, y'all both are. Y'all are petty.
He's author confusion. Y'all know who that is. I know. You in the book.
Sorry, I didn't mean to leave the podcast. I was swiping trying to close other apps and actually closed Zoom app. My bad.
Guilty users coming in hot. Oops, closed. Yo, this is junk.
I was like, no.
Where's the other junk, yo?
Then it had the two tracks where it was just nothing but music. Oh man. Doobie Powell, Jonathan DuBose, man, them dudes were sick. They get on my nerves.
Oh, that was, I played from the wrong album, though. I should have played it from the live joint.
Oh, the live was crazy. I'm kind of mad she didn't use an organ, though. She had two keyboards. I mean, it was dope, but I'm like, yo, where the organ at?
Yo, you know what, the joint from the live one, yo?
Oh man, that bass drum! I had that song on the
Greg's back. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh, look. Greg, he's playing a mixed record.
Greg is back. Hold on.
Oh, look. He's playing a mixed record.
Greg is back. Hold on.
Hey, you're a petty boy.
Come on, y'all. Put your hands together. Let's watch.
There is a bomb in Gilead.
Come on, Karen.
There is a bomb in Gilead.
Come on, Karen.
There is a bomb in Gilead.
Come on, again.
There is a bomb in Gilead.
Produce, Donald.
What'd you say, bro?
You are funny,
Donald. Produce, Donald.
Oh my gosh, man.
Okay, wait a minute, Greg back.
Produce, Donald.
I throw that joke off.
Gosh.
Oh, man. Well, if you would have stayed long on, you would have got my retraction, full retraction statement about that, but you left. So it don't count.
We were talking about that everlasting life.
Hey, say what's up, man.
What's up, brother? We was just talking about that everlasting life. I was like, that album was so far ahead of its time.
See, George, over and over again. Come on, man. The bridge. Come on, man.
We weren't talking about albums. We were talking about people with runs. That's all.
Yeah, all over that song.
I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it.
Over and over from the bridge on out.
One of the favorite one of my favorite parts of this Soul Train. Yeah. One of my favorite parts of Soul Train Awards was T-Pain did a 9-10 minute medley of hit records. That was pretty great. Best part of the night was when SWV sang with Coco Jones. If you didn't see it, I'm not gonna just keep on playing them joints. Definitely check that junk out via BT's YouTube. And of course, BT will be replaying the stuff over and over again for at least this week, because you know that's what they do. But don't no more outside award shows, please. Just don't do that no more. Don't do that no more. Mm-mm. Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I didn't get a chance to see the award show, but I'm pretty sure it was successful, and I commend them for whatever that they did. So, yeah.
Actually, you know what I didn't do? Because one thing with Black People Awards, Black Award Show, you know what the least important thing is?
You're never satisfied, you know, George. It's okay.
You know what the least important thing is at a Black People Award Show?
What's that, George?
The actual awards. Because I promise you, they only gave out like one or two on the award show. Was that?
Was it edited? Or?
Yeah, it was definitely edited.
So they probably okay. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Yeah, that's another thing I don't like. Like, every other award show is pretty much live. Like, they're the only one that they feel like they don't have to do that or whatever. It's just silly to me. But I'm trying to get the actual listing. Okay, so album of the year went to SZA, SOS.
I'm glad about that. That was a good album.
It defeated Babyface's Girls Night Out.
Yep.
Summer Walker, Ari Lennox, Janelle Monáe, Burna Boy, and Victoria Monet. A lot of Monet out there. And Coco Jones. I think she's going to do the same thing at the Grammys. Song of the Year went to Snooze. I don't agree with that one.
Mm.
That was up against October London, Back the Year. That's a fire song. Back to Your Place by October London.
Yes, indeed.
That's a fire record. Do kind of sound, the vibe is like Marvin Gaye. Let me get this record real quick. Just a little bit of it. This record is fire, oh, baby. I just realized what I'm doing. I'm doing like I used to do back in the tournament days, Greg. Playing the song that lost. So it was, yo, what is wrong with you, bro? I'm not gonna let him get me. Nope. October London. 2C favorite. I don't know what 2C favorite song. I don't know what that is. Good Good by Usher, Summer Walker, and 21 Savage.
Great.
ICU by Coco Jones with ICU. On My, yeah, record of the year should have went to either ICU or On My Mama by Victoria Monet. Video of the year went to On My Mama by Victoria Monet. R&B soul artist of the year went to SZA. R&B male artist of the year went to Usher. Best group. Best group went to Maverick City Music.
Who else was in the running?
Okay, I'm gonna name the nominees.
No, guys, let's keep going. Let's keep going.
I'm gonna name the nominees. The nominees for AKA best group.
Cancel Culture.
The nominees for best group.
Stop it, please.
The Soul Train Music Awards, and I'm not lying.
Nope. Go for
cool
it.
Cool in the Gang. Phony what? People. Jagged Edge. Flow. Division. Tank and the Bangers, Juan Moore, and last, certainly not least, Ron Isley and the Isley Brothers.
Oh my gosh, what the heck?
And Maverick City Music is the best group out of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
I hate you for that.
Makes sense.
Not my, I didn't give it up. Best collaboration went to Good Good but Usher, Summer Walker, and 21 Savage.
Hey, turn that Stanley Brown on.
Best new artist went to Coco Jones. He defeated.
Is she a new artist though?
Technically, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I guess musically...
Let her live. Shut up. Let her live.
Yeah. Musically, what she did before was, like, all, like, associated with Disney. So, like, while she's released stuff independently in the previously, like, this is, like, her first, like, commercial project. So, yeah. She got
right. Okay, gotcha.
All right. The Certified Soul Award. I don't know what's the... I don't know the specifics of why they call it this, but it was Anthony Hamilton, Ashanti.
Certified Soul?
Okay. Sierra.
Who?
Eric Bell. Yo, Sierra.
Sierra who?
Sierra.
Listen, hold on. Wait a minute. If y'all think I got mad at Greg, don't you start.
They had it outside with them nominations.
Sierra.
Yeah. You know, hey, congratulations. Eric Bellinger. Eric Bellinger is dope. He needs to slow down, but he's never gonna slow down. That dude just makes music and just he's pretty dope. Monica, PJ Morton, Ronald Isley and the Isley Brothers, T-Pain. But the winner was Usher. They got a lot of nominations, though. A lot.
PJ Morton. That's tough. I love his music.
Really? Don't say that too loud. Greg, I have an issue with you.
PJ Morton is different, man. He's definitely different, man. I just like his approach.
Me too, man.
I think it's smart that he be releasing the same album over and over different ways.
Oh, come on now. What you?
No. I'm not even being funny. I think it's brilliant. It's already music people know. People have become comfortable with it. People will know the songs. And I'm not saying that he doesn't release new music. I'm saying, like, didn't he do an album and then do a piano version of it?
Yeah.
Is that not the smartest thing? Like, that.
That's what you mean. Okay. I get what you're saying now.
It's like Jordan the live version. Same 10s and 11s and 12s and people going crazy. Yeah, I got you.
Look at you trying to be messy. I wasn't even being messy.
See?
I wasn't even being messy.
Hold up. Listen. Go ahead, Greg. Can't say it.
I'll take it.
What are you going to say?
I'll text you,
Chuck. Yeah, I bet you will, Heffa.
Ooh.
Heffa.
Wow.
Spicy.
Sassy.
A little accent salt tonight.
An award that's near and dear to my heart, the Ashford and Simpson Songwriters Award. The nominees are Back to Your Place, October London, Favorite Song by Toosie, Good Good, Usher, Summer Walker, and 21 Savage, ICU, Coco Jones, Kill Bill, SZA, On My Mama, Victoria Monet, Sitting on Top of the World, Burna Boy, featuring 21 Savage, and the winner was Snooze by SZA.
SZA was racking up.
Do you agree with that, George?
Nope.
Lyrically, if for it to be a songwriter's award, I would say yeah, because there's a lot going on in Snooze that I really didn't really care to like dig into. Like I heard acoustic version of it. I was like, no, they were saying all of that mess. I'm really listening to Snooze just waiting for the hook. Huh?
Did it take too long? Like, how would you go about it?
I don't know. I don't know how I'll go about writing a record like that. But it was her and the dude from, what's the dude's name? Is it Leon? I gotta look up dude's name. He used to be on Nickelodeon or Disney or something like that. Leon Thomas, I think his name is. Jody always be talking about him. He's really dope. He's really dope. He helped write that junk. But like I heard an acoustic version of that record and I was like, oh, okay.
Well,
honestly, when I listen to Snooze, I just be waiting for the I Can't Lose part. That's all I'll be waiting for. How do you determine best dance performance? Victoria Monet won that. Okay, best gospel. Inspirational award. Oh, this is the last award. Cool. Best gospel inspirational award. I'm going to name off the nominees and y'all tell me who won. Try Love, Kirk Franklin. Hers, The Journey. Maverick City Music, God Problems. Feel All Right, Erica Campbell. Corinne Hawthorne, Cry. Came Too Far, Friday, featuring Maverick City Music, and All Things Kirk Franklin, and All of the Glory, Shirley Caesar.
Shirley.
Mad City.
Chuck, say it again, Chuck.
Shirley.
There you go. Shirley. Nah. They gave this award to Kirk Franklin for All Things.
Really? He was nominated twice, wasn't he?
Yeah.
That's unfair. Unfair advantage.
I hate saying this. And hey, I love brother. Kirk. I love but Kirk. Then,
don't say it.
Biggest.
Don't say it.
Biggest. No, because I got to speak truth.
Every album has been like, the same after Hero? Legit,
like his worst musical rollout ever. These singles are not great. Award worthy.
Thank you. Somebody had to see it.
The records were really not bad. They were just mid. Like, no. Now, mind you, I'm looking at the other songs in this. I'm looking at this category, and I'm wondering where's Jonathan McReynolds?
That like, bad.
Jonathan McReynolds is somewhere telling people that, you know, The Night I Became a Panther is demonic.
Where's Travis Green? Like,
he's somewhere sucking spit out of the corners of his mouth.
There you go. Cold-blooded.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
I'm not. You're
don't
right.
make no sense.
Truth is the truth. Tell me every time you talk, you don't know what you're
talking about. My Lord.
Now, let me ask y'all this. Has Kirk ran his race, completed his course, like has gospel music passed him by? Like is he done? Should he call it a career?
I don't think so. But I also think he's following the Tyler Perry platform, like the Tyler Perry method, where you find your niche and it works. Because the people are not going to stop buying it.
Yeah, they're going to buy it because it's good.
They're still going to listen. Exactly. But they're still going to support it. They're still going to buy it. It's not going to affect his bag. So it's like negatively. So I think he's just, you know, ride that wave till you can't. Because he's literally released the same album over and over again. And I'm not talking about the same way. I was talking about PJ.
Yeah, James, that's the thing about the Tyler Perry method. They could care less about who don't like them. They have more than enough people that rock with them where everything they do is successful.
So, like Brandy.
Like who?
Oh, come on.
What did you just say?
Like Brandy.
Come on.
Greg, chop yourself in the throat.
See.
I'm going to let y'all get him.
I just did that for George. I love Brandy.
No, you didn't. You meant that. Don't take it back.
I'm gonna save that one for later. I'm gonna save one for later. This ain't the right time for it, but
All right.
Believe it.
Mark this night, but I'm gonna. Yeah.
So yeah. To add some context to this, James. I did a review for my friends. Well, who I thought were my friends. Well, I found out one of them was weird. But
you want to lay on the couch and talk about it, George?
I found out one of them was weird.
you want to sort through this real quick?
That's what we're here for. That's where it's thrown out.
And how did that make you
this
feel?
This is the trust tree. This is the trust tree. This is the healing.
Oh, wow.
This is the healing hut.
All right.
The healing hut. How did that make you feel?
The healing hut.
This is the trust tree. We in Wakanda right now. Everybody know I love Brandy. I'm like, all right, cool. Christmas album, bam. I listened to the Christmas album 2 times. I know my friends is waiting on me to say, hey, this is booty, this is good, or this is great. I come back, I even assign numbers to it. I was like, listen to it twice. Like, half of it is real good, sexy Christmas R&B music. The other half is kind of like she's just setting up her movie. So it's kind of like Hallmark Channel-y. So it's like, even though she's singing, some of it is a little corny.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's singing kind of did it for me because,
question,
you know.
No, real question, George. You got Hallmark from it?
From some of the songs? Greg. Heck yeah, bro.
I'm being serious.
But do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying when I say Hallmark movie, though? Like, I think she did that for songs to get placed in, like, because, like, she has a Christmas movie. I don't know if she used any of the songs from her album in the Christmas movie, but I would hope that she did because it was just kind of, like, chipper. You know, they were decking the halls and all that stuff. For me, a good Christmas album needs to have the reason for the season in there. And that's where it lacked for me. Mm. The biggest void on that album, there was no Silent Night, Oh Come All You Faithful. Like, you gotta give. And I saw people talking to, we saw people, I thought pastors talk about the Brandy album's fire. And somebody would be like, yeah, but she didn't do no church songs. They were like, no, that's fine. I was like, oh. Okay. Like, I just looked at it. I'll tell y'all. Hold on. I'll type it in the Zoom chat. Who I saw talking about it, and they said it was fine that she didn't do no no church song, and I just want to
Ooh, Brian Carr.
No. Carney ain't got no time for that.
Nope.
Carney ain't got no time for that. He too busy looking up Yellow Pages.
he would.
Yo. So I saw him telling people it's good that she didn't do no. I'm like, really? No, like I want to hear that.
Yeah.
I want to hear that. Yeah, that's what I. So that was the biggest void for me. And then just the, like James said last week, like just because she sang great, you can't make a bad song good. And she picked a couple bad records, but that Christmas song. I'm sorry. I ain't hear nobody sing that better than her. In my opinion, I felt like she floated on that jam. That jam was amazing to me.
Oh, yeah, she definitely sang. Oh, she definitely sang.
So I think I'm going to take my 8.5 down to a 7. Coming down to earth. But yeah, that was a big void for me on that album.
What song vote from Brandy vocally like made you recognize her? Like any of y'all? Like this question goes for any of y'all. Like what song or performance from Brandy that made you look at her and say, "Yeah, she got it."
You said that made you say she got it.
I mean, if you believe she got it, like.
I'm trying to think, like.
For me, it was always like, on my mind.
What happened?
Always on my
mind.
That's a good one.
That was. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Hold on. Hold on. This is a great one. Kid, bro. I just wanna hold you and make you mine. If you listen to me now, sweet baby, I'll make a promise that you can hold me too.
No matter how far and no matter how wide,
I promise.
Yeah. I promise, baby, that I'll stay by your side.
I'll stay right by your side.
Like, I can't even put my finger on it. Like I was a fan from the beginning, but I can't say that I don't think my ear was as well tuned as Greg was when in those days. So it's like I kind of realized, like, I think I didn't really realize until the Never Say Never, in between Never Say Never and Full Moon. That's when I just started saying, wait a minute, now hold up. This is like freaking different. The stuff that she's doing is kind of out of here.
Hey Chuck, is that, I'm sorry, George.
No, go ahead, bro.
Not a rumor, I don't know what to call it, but is that true that Kim Burrell influenced Brandy on Full Moon?
I don't know. But I'm thinking about the backgrounds on Full Moon.
Mm-hmm.
I would not. That doesn't sound far fetched.
Okay, I've been hearing that. I just didn't know if it was true.
That does not sound far fetched.
Kim influenced everybody, though.
Yeah, seriously.
But you don't hear like Karen on that, right?
So here's the thing. You left, right?
I got something for that, Chuck. I got it.
You left, and you didn't hear Greg's admission, George's admission of Kim winning that round. So let's not go back into this. Let's just pipe down.
Because we all know that Kim.
I heard him mention it.
It's fine. Because we all know that Karen influenced.
Petty Peter and Petty Patty. Karen, let's not.
Well, ask him what's my name in your phone. George, what's my name in your phone?
I thought it was Heifer and Filbert.
Music's not. No, I'm going to change.
No, that's my phone. That's my phone, James.
Oh, my bad.
But Greg's name is Music Snob in my phone.
So I have to look up my name.
I'm gonna put Heifer in there.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But okay. Karen influenced Faith Evans. So, that's cute. That boy, you trying to get killed tonight? Don't play. I will hurt you.
There's so much I want to say, but I'm gonna wait.
No, say it.
No, don't.
I can't say everything on air. I can't.
Ty, you all right? What we're gonna do is we're gonna let you go. We gonna sign off. make sure you check out the Outside the Box podcast. Make sure you Greedy Kids, that's KYDS. Greedy Kids.
George, don't be that overcome during my business promotion. Order your oatmeal cream pies with Greedy Kids. He's in stitches. In the Lord. Amen.
That's the best way to close it. That's beautifully.
That's the men's Bible study theme song.
Storage be empty, you hear me? In the Lord. Amen. We'll see y'all next time. Stay beautifully happy.